The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. We've got Gilead. Think Remdesivir, folks. That's likely getting their health directive consultations from West's exec. And with those players of honorary club mentioned, like Blinken, Flournoy, Aguirre, Chadha, giving consultation, I'm sure, to one of those underlings, step and fetch, it's Anthony Fauci. But this report wouldn't be complete without giving a nod to Nod, if you will, i.e. Sleepy Joe and his ice cream cone. Winkin and Blinken wouldn't be complete without Nod, folks. Did I mention to you the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252? Anyway, Sleepy Creepy Joe, nodding off while he announces his disastrous policy like his hero, Nero. Think Nero fiddled while Rome burned, folks. As we watch our country being destroyed with inflation, rising gas prices, economic meltdown, a perpetual immigration tsunami. By the way, they're giving out Social Security cards to these illegals, undocumented, coming across the border now. Impending financial collapse. Phony climate change regulations being imposed worldwide because we and our pet dog Fido, or our pet cat Purr, has the outrageously offensive temerity to breathe. How dare us? Planned genocide being foisted on us with poisonous jabs under the guise of protecting us. All the while, continually, I don't know about you, but with me, continually insulting our intelligence by continuing to push and or mandate a jab that, even using himself as the poster boy, a dummy who's professed to be jabbed four times now, yet still suffers from the sneaky virus, just recently doubled down on his bet that you can't fix stupid by his latest announcement, piggybacking the one of his big club and you ain't in it members, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, with his worldwide monkeypox emergency announcement last week. Sleepy Joe, before he finished his ice cream prior to nodding off, announced this, folks. And this from an email I received this morning from investigative reporter Janet Phelan. And it begins, Biden announces monkeypox response team. I'm going to talk about a couple of other appointees in a moment that were appointed to, you know, to direct, strategically oversee this. And it begins, California, Illinois, and New York have declared a monkeypox emergency. President Biden on Tuesday, which is today, announced a team to coordinate and manage the White House's monkeypox response efforts as the virus spreads in cities and states, allegedly, across the nation. The president named Robert Fenton, a regional administrator for the Federal Emergency Management Agency to serve as the White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator, and Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis to serve as the Deputy Coordinator. Now, Fenton and Daskalakis will lead the administration's strategy and operations to combat the current monkeypox outbreak, including equitably increasing the availability of tests, vaccinations, and treatments, according to the White House. Now, Robert Fenton has a background of appointments and affiliations that one could deem comparable to Blinken. And of the trio, Winken, Blinken, and Nod fame, listen to this list of stellar qualifications of Robert. So, beyond having to contend with Winken, Blinken, and Nod, okay, we have, in his capacity of this comedy show, Robert Fenton. And if indeed one were appointing credible professionals to actually strategically combat an actual emergency, in this case, I have to tell you, folks, I'd have more confidence if they had appointed Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. And here's why. Robert Fenton joined FEMA in 1996, where he has worked on large-scale response and recovery operations in the United States and has responded to more than 50 federal disasters. This is his forte, folks, including Hurricane Katrina. And by the way, anyone who knows anything about that catastrophe knows that whatever could go wrong did go wrong under the oversight of Fenton. And also the four Florida hurricanes of 2004, the Southern California wildfires of 2003 and 2007. Just ask Deborah Tavares how that leadership went. The Typhoon Pongsona in Guam. And, of course, we can't leave out the 9/11 World Trade Center terrorist attacks. Fenton was in charge of FEMA on 9/11. Now, add the results in oversight, the FEMA leadership of Katrina, the California wildfires, and 9/11 together, and you'll likely see a result of the monkeypox directives tantamount to a blueprint of the Robert Mueller Russiagate investigation. In an election, it has been said many times that we vote for the lesser of two evils. Unfortunately, these two appointees, and I'm going to get to the next one in just a minute, these two weren't elected. They were appointed. I'm going to share with you a little background on the other appointee, Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis. And then I'm going to leave it up to you to decide which one's worse, or the equally bad. Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, the CDC's director of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention, GHAP, beginning December 21st, 2020, was appointed by Sleepy Joe, Nod, likely from the recommendation of Fauci, the gremlin, as they both have that HIV/AIDS prevention scheme on their resume. And Dr. Daskalakis brings many years of experience in HIV prevention and control to his work in the DHAP. Now, besides being under the direction of the trusted CDC director, Rochelle Let's Jab Babies with Poison Walensky, Daskalakis, according to the 2014 article out of The Atlantic, has been deemed, get this, folks, New York City's gay health warrior. I took these excerpts out of this article from The Atlantic. Dimitri Daskalakis is an infectious disease physician who hung up his lab coat to bring HIV screening and counseling to Manhattan's gay nightlife. Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis cannot fall asleep. like they have for many physicians, years of late shifts and early rounds, well, they have battered his schedule and etched deep grooves beneath his tired, dark brown eyes. But while his colleagues toss and turn, Daskalakis spends his nights, get this, folks, patrolling paddles, a Manhattan, what is it, sadism and masochism club, where men check both their coats and clothing at the door and pay $40 to wade through foul smoke and loud music in search of a tryst, a hookup in a sex masochism bar, folks. And then we have our trusted and revered Swami of the medical establishment, Dr. Anthony Fauci, adding that the team, quote, will allow the Biden administration to further accelerate and strengthen its monkeypox response, end quote. Now, the two officials are expected to coordinate and manage response efforts across the White House and all federal departments and agencies, as well as work with local, state, and national and international, again, that word, stakeholders, the people that are in the game, the people that do the bidding of the government, tracking and fighting the spread of monkeypox. Now, a former FEMA Stasi officer and a S&M nightclub frequently CDC Fauci-Walensky affiliate in charge of managing local, state, national, and international stakeholders on the tracking and the fighting of the spread of monkeypox. Remember, stakeholder means a cooperating corporate player in the game, belonging to the same club, folks, that club that we're not in. And California, Illinois, and New York have already declared that monkeypox state of emergency. Now, so far, the Biden administration has made more than 1.1 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine available to states and cities across the country to, well, control the spread of the virus, and has expanded the testing capacity from 6,000 tests per week to more than 80,000 tests per week, which brings to mind, what kind of test are they using for this one? Are they using Kerry Mullis's PCR test, the one that you could stick in a kumquat and get a positive result? That's a question that somebody should be asking Rochelle Walensky or any of these other two clowns. Now, with that knowledge, I'm sure you'll agree that all of the above should give us a warm, fuzzy feeling, knowing that we're in good hands, as we can all rest easy with the knowledge that Winken, Blinken, and Nod are here to protect us with the help of Robert Fenton, alias Heinrich Himmler, and his deputy, Dimitri Daskalakis, alias Dr. Joseph Mengele. While we hunker down, we isolate, and we shop Amazon for the latest designer monkeypox mask. Careful now, folks. That dastardly monkeypox could be lurking under your bed. Yes. Winken, Blinken, and Nod, and all their affiliates, whether in the club or not. The games people play, folks. And all of that money that Congress keeps saying, yes, send it over to Ukraine, send it over there, he needs the money. That money's not going to the Ukraine. The weapons are going to Ukraine, but the money's not going there. The money's going to the defense contractors. Who sits on the board of the directors? Well, somebody that's sitting right in the administration right now, Lloyd Austin. Who's directing some of this stuff? Winken, Anthony Blinken. Current Secretary of State, allotting this money to be given to certain defense contractors and medical firms that he just happens to have connections with and be affiliated with. That's how it works, folks. That's how the American taxpayers are being absolutely fleeced as they launder this country into absolute abyss. End of report. Again, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, I have to tell you, I want to make a couple comments here. The first part of that report I got from Pete in Los Angeles, who sends me an overwhelming amount of emails every day. usually 20 to 30 of them. And I scroll down, and in preparing for my show, I generally have a system that I go through. I look through RBN's website first and see if there's any pertinent information that needs to be reported that you guys haven't already gone into the website and looked at. Secondly, I go to my email page, and I scroll through what Pete and other people have sent me to see if it's reportable. And that takes quite a bit of time because I go through hundreds of them every day, folks. Most of them, I have to admit, I throw out because on the subject matter at hand, if it doesn't fit with what I'm reporting, I generally save it for another day, or if it doesn't fit anything I'm going to report on in not too distant future, I just delete it. But as I scroll down here, as I scroll down here through just the litany of emails that I get from the one individual, I'm just going to name a few of them off for you. Josh Hawley vows to vote no on adding Sweden and Finland to NATO. Hats off to Josh Hawley, because all they're doing with that is adding fuel to the fire, prodding the bear, if you will, to get Vladimir Putin to do something. Another interesting one is the Defense Department makes millions of dollars off of the stationed troops overseas on, guess what, folks? Slot machines. So these guys that are underpaid anyway, putting their lives at risk in wherever they are, okay, are being fleeced by the underpaid salaries that they are receiving by being enticed to gamble their profits away. And guess who's making the money on it? Our Defense Department. Another title of an article, the CIA's role in Watergate. Doesn't apply to today, but it could be the center point of another show. Israel signals no change to its nuclear arsenal policy amid non-proliferation conference. Washington is making the same blunder regarding Taiwan that it did in the Ukraine. From the Secret Service to the Fed, inspector generals are enablers to corruption at the agencies they oversee. On the German front, miserable German retail sales crash the most on record as Europe slumps into recession, which is another point that as we watch the fall and winter approach, what are they going to do over there when Gazprom has turned off the gas? Are we any closer to negotiating with Vladimir Putin in Russia? Not if anybody over here sitting in this administration has anything to do with it. Another one, a quote by Volodymyr Zelensky, "These are animals, not people." Zelensky frees child convicted rapist and tortures to reinforce his depleted military. But remember one thing, folks. According to the mainstream media outlets here in the United States, they're winning. Sounds like a conflict of interest to me. NATO-backed network of Syria, dirty war propagandists identified. Transgender cheerleader kicked out of camp for allegedly choking a teammate. All good news here, isn't it, folks? New York Times Democrats should be afraid of parents, very afraid. Amy Wax needs your help. Oh, who's Amy Wax? The 2022 discrimination against straight white males being hired is standard operation procedure by Biden's State Department. And if you take a look at some of these people that have been in appointments, take a look at the pictures of them, folks. And by the way, I took a look at the picture of this appointee that's heading up along with Robert Fenton. You know, this team that's going to oversee and protect us against monkeypox. That guy looks like he came right out of the depths of hell. He's got just eyes black as your soul. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come.
K Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Folks, we're back with a National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Let's go to the phones. Let's first go to Bob in Utah. Bob, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hi. I want to tie together some disparate topics, Star Trek and banking. How's that sound?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you seen anything of Catherine Austin Fitz, the banker who... does a big picture video of the Great Reset?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I was watching Brother Nathaniel just a couple minutes ago, and she started saying the exact same things that she was saying, was that slavery was a great business model, but the problem was that the slaves run away. There was no way to insure your asset, And Brother Nathaniel was saying there were limitations, a king could only imprison so many people, and such and such. Now, both of them are saying that with the new digital technology, it's now possible to enslave an unlimited amount of people. So that's the main point, Mike.
I would have to agree with that, because, and this is a big, it should be a very big concern with everybody involved, because if they implement that, then the only way to do any commerce at all is going to be out of the system, if you will, through bartering or, you know, trade in other forms, which I'm sure they will make illegal, because, you know, this fiat currency that they use right now is legal tenders for all debts, public and private, but it's the only thing really legal for it, you know, which is it's a fiat fraudulent currency. So they institute the digital currency, and, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to couple that with the, you know, the what do they call that when everybody gets paid? You know, everybody across the board. They were talking about that during the COVID pandemic. You know, a guaranteed financial payment of
UBI, universal basic income.
Basic income. There it is. I'm sorry, it's a brain fart. Anyway, universal basic income. So you're only going to be able to do commerce with this digital currency, and anything outside of that, I'm sure that that's the only thing that they're going to deem as legal, and anything outside of that, whether it be fiat currency, whether it be silver, gold, or whatever, they're going to have to outlaw to try to prevent you know, anybody from doing any alternative form of buying or economics or commerce. Would you agree with that?
Or bartering.
Pardon me?
How can they outlaw bartering? Yeah, but back to, I wanted to include this Star Trek. There's an episode you might remember. It was called, I just checked it, it's called The Gamesters of Trekskillion. And they had a collar that went around Captain Kirk's neck. And so he had to obey everything they told him, or he would get shocked by this collar. Do you remember seeing that one?
You're going all the way back to what, 1966 or 67, aren't you?
I'm an old guy, yeah.
Okay.
I
probably did, but go ahead.
Okay, but that's just in fun. The point is, to me, the cell phone is an analogy for this collar that was on Captain Kirk's neck. You have to have your cell phone with you and show a code to do this and that. And, yeah, that's about all I had planned to tell you when I called. I mean, is
well, that's okay.
To me,
it's an interesting point that you brought up, because, you know, I've seen reports come across my computer regarding that. And I've also, it seems to me like I did run into one store, and I can't remember what it was, a Quick Trip or a Circle K or whatever, that indeed on, you know, the frozen doors, you know, the doors to get milk or beer or whatever, they had those QR codes on it. So, yeah, that, you know, that fits part and parcel that you're not going to be able to buy and sell, okay, because you can't buy and sell unless you have this QR code, which is going to be attached to your uniform basic income of the digital currency. So, you know, I think that's a form of slavery that they're sliding in very covertly under our noses. And from what I understand, they're implementing that in a number of countries. Is it Africa? There's a couple of countries over, I believe, in Africa that they're testing that with. I won't say that for sure, but it seems to me like I ran across that.
Okay, one more point. I called Steve the other day, and I had a bad connection. I was telling him how I went into a convenience store, and I tried to hand the girl the correct change, and she wouldn't take the money.
I remember. I heard that call because I was listening to that show. Got to take a break.
Yeah,
I'll hold
well,
you over. Hold on. I got to take a break. I'll hold you over here. I think I heard the music slowly. Yeah. And then Laura in Michigan, hang on. And Dave in New York, hang on. I'll get to you guys after I get done with Bob's conversation. But we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, Bob. I'll be right back with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the abyss of Arizona. Dirty deeds, I don't think they're done dirt cheap, but there's dirty deeds done up there all the time on Washington, D.C. We're on with Bob in Utah. Bob, you want to close out? What were you talking now? Go ahead.
Right. Well, the convenience stores, Circle K, 7-Eleven, they're the biggest. I was wrong about the girl wasn't allowed to touch your money exactly. What's going on is mandatory self-checkout. Now, there's a new company called Mashgin, M-A-S-H-G-I-N, Mashgin. They've created an artificial intelligence self-checkout where you don't need to use the barcode. It can look at the product and tell you what it is. So that's what was going on. it was a mandatory self-checkout. And the last thing, it's called closed cash handling. This is a new business in retail. And closed cash handling means the employees don't touch the money at all. So you have to stick coins in this thing. And actually, the machine, but the employees are not allowed to touch your money. So it's just one more step. I just want to M-A-S-H-G-I-N. Company that's taken over this intelligence mandatory self-check. Mike, thanks for your time, man.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one. Let's go next to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, dear?
Hi, Mr. Herzog.
Hi.
I was this morning on John Moore's show. There's a fellow named Steve Van Noon, and he's a regular on John's show on the round table. He said this morning that the White House was getting Kamala Harris ready to take over the presidency because Biden is more ill than just the dementia. I don't think they think he's going to last very long.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, and just out of curiosity, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying, where is he getting his information from?
He claims to have contacts in meetings and stuff.
Oh,
he never
okay.
says who he's meeting with.
Okay, well,
my thought was,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, my thought was, you know, Hillary Clinton, with every fiber of her being, she wants to be the first woman president.
Yeah, I know that's
she
her
won't
lifelong
take it
goal.
Well.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, if you think about it, it's very possible that they may very well do this. I've heard of Steve Van Noon. I don't know what his capacity is or his credentials are or what his affiliations are or anything else. But it's very possible. And if Kamala Harris comes in as president, what would stop her from assigning or, you know, putting Hillary Clinton in as vice president? I don't know what the regulations are or the laws are regarding that. But is
you
know,
probably could. Because if you remember Spiro Agnew, he was able to...
Rockefeller
in.
And so if she does that, and then they offer her a buyout or they, conjure it. Well, they don't really have to conjure anything up. All they have to do is look at her background and they can find something, right, to get rid of her. And all of a sudden you got Hillary Clinton as president. You know, and I don't discount that possibility at all, Laura. As a matter of fact, I have heard different talk show hosts, you know, throw that idea out there over the last, 2 years? You know, so it's very possible. I mean, it's scary.
My
but it's
point
possible.
Was, I don't think Kamala Harris's life would be worth anything. I mean, we know how Hillary's got a body count. If she wants that presidency, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no.
I wouldn't want to be in those shoes.
If Biden steps down, or if he supposedly dies of a reinfection of COVID or whatever the heck the story is, because I saw him on a couple of clips, he doesn't look well. And it looked like they had him drugged up because there was an 11-minute speech that he made, didn't sound good, and he only blinked 6 times in 11 minutes. That's very unusual. So... You know, it's very possible she would step up into the presidency, okay? If she assigned Hillary Clinton as the vice president, they find a way to get rid of Kamala Harris, and boom, you've got Hillary Clinton as the president. You know, I've heard that theory floated.
One more quick thing.
Go ahead.
My son was in Washington, D.C. last week, and he ordered an Uber, and guess what came? A guy with a Tesla. And it was a guy from Dominican Republic has a Tesla for Uber.
Well,
how did he afford that?
He doesn't afford that. Uber bought, I don't remember how many it was. I think it was 100,000 Teslas from Tesla. And they are leasing them out to Uber drivers who are stupid enough to lease them because the lease payments on them are pretty close to $1,400 a month. They offered it to me as a diamond driver when they first did this, and I declined it. I don't want it. So anyway, all right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Laura.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's move on to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Oh, Dave.
Yes. Hey. Hello. Good evening.
Hi.
So have we got monkeypox or monkey business? Is this real?
Well, dirty deeds are done dirt cheap, and the games that people are playing usually for all the marbles. I would say it's monkey business. What would you say, Dave? Especially with the two guys that they've appointed.
They had the event 201 tabletop exercise for SARS-CoV-2. Did they have such a tabletop exercise here? I happened to hear on Rancy was talking about something, and then I see on his site that there was another tabletop exercise, and this was for monkeypox.
Let me
read from the table.
Yes, it's
on Rents.com. He's got 40 things on monkeypox there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And finally, you'll find this one article. I'll tell you the I just can't hear you while I'm doing this unless I put it on speaker, and then you can't hear me. So the title of this
PDF is Strengthening Global Systems to Prevent and Respond to High-Consequence Biological Threats. And on page 10, which Rentz shows on his link, Figure 1, Scenario Design Summary. Move 1, Scenario, Monkeypox Outbreak in Guyana, 1,421 cases, 4 deaths, no international warnings or advisories. Move 2, Scenario, 83 countries affected, 70 million cases, 1.3 million deaths. Now, 1.3 million deaths out of 70 million cases is about 2% fatality rate. That's awfully high. Monkeypox engineered to be vaccine resistant, really. National responses, effects of early action, international supply chain challenges. Move 3, Scenario, 480 million cases, 27 million deaths. These all have different dates, okay? And that's revelation of terror group origins, infiltration of civilian biolab. So that's May 10, 2023, and the first one is somewhere in 2021 or 2022. Listen, what are they doing? Are they now blaming all of these pale horse plagues on bioterrorism from terror labs? Well, who's running these terror labs? But
well, I think we all know who the I think we all know who the terrorists are, Dave. But
we don't really these are people we don't even know. I mean, yes and no. You know, we might know some surface people like, you know, Trump and Biden. But, I mean, those are surface people. They're all puppets. I mean, listen, you know, Biden was repeat this line, you know, on the teleprompter. So they told us that. Then they had the J6 hearing. And what did they say about Trump? He didn't read the speech that we prepared for him. He barked these things out. Look at what a criminal is. He's not following instructions. What? They're telling us these are all puppets. I mean, they're very obvious about this now. It's
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean, from my perspective, and this is my belief, that I believe that the monkeypox, the declaration of emergency from Tedros Ghebreyesus, was because of the side effects from the depletion of the immune system from the people that have been vaxxed. I think it's being used as a cover. That's my own opinion. I could be wrong. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it could be that that would increase the infection rate and infectivity. I mean, if you read in Revelation, it says all those who take the mark will break out with grievous sores and curse God of heavens. Revelation maybe 16:2 or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, and monkeypox is just, you know, but it's mutating. So who knows how bad it's going to get? Who knows what they're going to release next? But, Erica Kahn, who's on there with Jeff Rentz, was also saying, and I haven't seen the paper, that there are inserts in this monkeypox, and monkeypox never spread like this before. So it's very consistent with this scenario. They told us what they were going to do. They laid out the plan. They had a meeting, and it was all professional. Go figure.
Dirty deeds, and they aren't done dirt cheap, I'll tell you. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I appreciate the input, and I'm going to go to Rentz when I get off the show. So thanks for the call, Dave.
Sure.
Let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hello, Michael. Hi.
Hi.
I, too, heard the John Moore program that the woman who called in before was referring to,
uh-huh.
And that was Stephen Bendenoon. And, like, he basically characterized it as, you know, a precautionary measure, which you know, the idea of getting Kamala Harris ready, you know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if here's someone who hasn't, you know, been in a high executive position before, you know, not in the government, but to be ready for the presidency, I mean, it makes sense. If the president is down sick, you know, naturally everybody
well,
started.
Well, Glenn, let me interject here. I mean, yes, it makes sense, number one. Number two, at this particular point in time, with what we are all seeing unfold in front of our eyes, it seems like the only qualification you need to be president is to be able to read a teleprompter. That's it.
Right.
And Biden can't really even do that well. So, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you really wanted to be, you know, better trained, you could be a peanut farmer or an actor. You know, back at the, echoing the Carter and Reagan eras, of course.
Yeah.
I've heard other people articulate the scenario you're talking about, you know, where Harris gets in. And the idea of most different things, she would be assassinated, that she would, like, step down, and then, you know, someone else would be appointed. And that's where they get the possible Hillary scenario. But
well,
let's not forget.
Let's not forget what?
Oh, let's not forget. Hillary was getting dragged off to her ambulance van, you know, a few years back, so she may not be in great condition either.
I go back to square one. It doesn't matter. The only qualification you need is to read a teleprompter. But I don't discount that very plausible theory that Biden may very well wind up stepping down. Now, I don't know who Steve Bannon is. I've heard his name. I've heard people talk about him before. And I think J.R. Nyquist is a regular on John Moore's show as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, talk about that night and day differences. Jeff Nyquist is a scholar, kind of a history scholar, and Stephen Bendenoon is kind of a mystery guy with some CIA connection who one minute is talking about political matters, the next minute we're talking about the government interfacing with aliens.
It's that guy. I remember now. Yeah, it seems to me like I had a caller or I got an email or something regarding that topic, and I tuned in to the archives of John Moore's show that day, and I heard that. And the first thought that came to my mind when I heard that is that if John Stadtmiller were alive and he found out about that, he would throw the guy off the air. John wouldn't have any part of the whole alien thing. At this point in time, you know, as things have progressed, you know, even exacerbated further since John passed away, I don't rule anything out at this point. Some of the events that we've seen transpound over the past 2 years have been so bizarre. Have you noticed that they've stepped it up? And I can remember 10, 12, 15 years ago when I was broadcasting, you know, I'd spend 4 or 5 hours prepping for a show and, you know, reading articles and that sort of thing. But it's coming at us so fast and furious and from so many directions now. Just like there was a segment of this show where I just read off, you know, the title of 15 different emails, and that's only a small segment of what's being sent to me every day. I can't even keep up with it, you know. It's coming so fast and furious. And, of course, you know, as you know, I only do 2 hours a week, which, with the exception, I did Rivero's show Friday. But, you know, I have to pick and choose exactly what I report on. And I try to glean whatever I think is the most important to share with the audience, you know, what they should be looking out for. And in the past, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but in the past, you know, people used to elect the lesser of two evils, and they really didn't take a deep look at who they were electing, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Okay. But now if you look at these people that are being elected and the ones that are appointed, they are so dirty. And, you know, and the media is so dirty and sweeping it under the rug. Look at Hunter Biden's laptop. Okay. You hear nothing about that on mainstream media. And if you do, it's, you know, it's fact checked. Yeah, it's gotten to the place that, and I say many times, I wake up every morning in the twilight zone. I don't even recognize this country anymore.
The land is filled with violence, and there's no truth in the land, and everything's utterly corrupt. Seems to me I remember hearing these types of descriptions in the Old Testament from the prophets who decried and proclaimed the imminent judgment of Israel or Judah. It's just like, things are, do you really think God's going to just sit on the sidelines and tolerate this level of corruption forever?
I did a report a few weeks ago. What's his name? Polney was his name. And the guy's a financial advisor or something. And he was doing an interview of which I did the report on the air that he's talking about, I believe it's late August. So by September 24th, if I remember correctly, that, you know, God is going to step in.
That's folly because you're naming times and dates and stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, the character isn't what it should be, and you know, God is not mocked. At some point, he's, you know, at some point it comes due. You start talking about dates and stuff like that, and you're asking for thrashing.
Well, I just threw that out there, but I think what he said was there would be a 24-hour period within the next few months that is going to shock the powers that be, if you will, to the core. Something along those lines. I don't know.
And then you have your 3 days of darkness people and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just, I'm good on that. But, yes, trying to, in the Old Testament, it was very simple. If you said something was going to happen and it didn't, you just got stoned. So they were much more careful. It was a lot more simple.
Yeah, you just got stoned. No big deal. Yeah, you got an arrow through your heart. That was end of story. Yeah. Like, go ahead.
Yeah. like Monty Python and our Life of Brian. Oh, where everybody's going to the stoning. The Stephen Ben Danoon, you know, it's a little tricky because one minute you're listening to what he's saying about a political theory, and the next minute he's talking about reptilians, greys, and Nordics as matters of fact.
Let me give you my input on that. And in this case, and I steer away from the aliens and the flying saucers and, you know, the Planet X and all that stuff. And I really picked that up from John. And this is what John told me about that. He said, true or not, it discredits, you know, when you tie in something. That's a typical tactic that the powers that be use to discredit somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Poisoning the well. Mike Rivera calls it poisoning the well and muddying the waters and stuff like that.
Yes, and Mike is correct. You poison the well, you muddy the waters, you demean the person's credibility, and then anything that comes out of their mouth after that, you don't believe anymore. You have questions about. So in that context, I agree with John Stadtmiller and Mike Rivera that, and this is the reason why I choose not to talk about it, because I'm not saying that they don't exist. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I'm sure the audience has read volumes about this, and a lot of it is really credible. But to put it out there and say, yeah, I think the reptilians are hiding behind the mask of Joe Biden and George H.W. Bush and Barack Obama. You say that, you know, and all of a sudden people are going, okay, what's this guy smoking?
Yeah.
You know?
Check, please. Yeah, but like I say, as a Christian, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. So that's who I'm interested in.
Well, you know, I look at it from this standpoint, Glenn, and that is that in this, you know, these people are pushing the envelope of destroying this planet with a possible nuclear blast prodding the bear of Vladimir Putin. I don't think an all-omnipotent, loving God is going to let that happen to his creation. I just don't think so.
He's not. Well, first of all, God is not all loving. He's not all beneficent. That is, I cringe when people say that because they clearly haven't studied theology. Okay, God is supposed to be omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, eternal, immutable, invisible, and immense, but not all loving. And who said, no, God hates, you know, he hates wickedness. There are only, you know, a few I hate God statements, you know.
Okay, I retract that statement, and I say that you can't really experience love without knowing hate. How's that? Is that good?
I don't know. I don't know that that's necessarily true either. But I do know.
Well, you have to have darkness to experience light, right?
What's that?
I don't know. We can get into a philosophical discussion,
yeah,
but time.
I'm losing you, Mike. Well, okay.
All right. Time's running out. I got another caller. All right, let's go to Murray, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Murray, you're on with Michael. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Murray in Wisconsin, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, ouch. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Murray. How you doing?
Yeah, I think we're the ones that exchanged the email there where we're hypothecating about what Stat would have to say. And like you said, you can't rule out anything anymore. The more it's revealed, the more there will be revealed. And when you try to go past omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, you're becoming superfluous. So you can stop right there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And God is loving. He is all loving. We're finite. He's infinite. We're his children. He's going to restore everyone. But first, we have to reap what we've sown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Does that include the people that aren't involved in the dirty deeds that are done dirt cheap, Mer?
Everybody. Reap what we sow. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that a whole lot, but hey, that's what it is. But also, yeah. September 24th, and you had brought it up before, and I've heard it brought up, and since you're going to Rents, I'm not sure which one it was, but Mitchell Henderson, one of his, he dealt with that, well, a couple times, actually, because that is a voting date, I think, for China, and also something to do with the voting here, and besides other astronomical things.
Voting here in a voting here in a primary, is that what you mean?
Well, or just before, and I'm not sure what all the 24th of September is a date to look at. So
yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Well, I know I reported on it a few weeks ago, but there's so much stuff that goes across my desk. Once it's gone, you know, as soon as the report is done and the show is over, I erase it. You know, and if I want anything from it, I go back into the archives and look it up.
But
because
I do agree there with Glenn that, you know, you can't make times for God. You know, he's in everything all the time. That's what the omnipresent and omniscient and omnipotent is, you know. He's here all the time in everything.
I guess my question, you know, goes back, you know, when is he going to beam us up, for crying out loud? You know, you know, and I've joked around
I'm
a lot
sorry.
Of times.
That rapture stuff has got to go.
Well, I'm making a joke here, like Scotty.
I know you are. I know you are. But some people take it way too seriously. You know, and I'm out of here because I'm good. You know.
Oh,
no,
I know. Yeah, I know.
No,
the people
works.
Who sit back and say, "Well, I don't have to worry about it because when the crap really hits the fan, I'm going to get zoomed out of here anyway." I don't believe that.
I appreciate that Ben Noon, being CIA and now Christian, and he is a Jewish man, that he reveals as much as he can from his sources. Now, Jeff Nyquist sort of twists what he knows, and he'll just tell everyone else what they're saying. That's not true. He did it to me. He's done it to Ben Noon. So he's basically calling everyone else a liar. And it's funny how liars do that.
Yeah, well, at any rate, bottom line is the theory, you know, or the plausibility of Kamala Harris stepping in, especially in the last couple of speeches that I've seen Biden make, which were very short. You know, he does not look well, and he looks like he's drugged up. So
yeah.
It's very possible, you know,
or whatever
possible,
that is.
Yeah.
And also, Hilda Beast, you got to remember, that was something else, whether it was a clone, which they don't have down well, and they expire very quickly. I mean, because the big black guy, Todd Madison, that was his name, you never saw him around her except when it was a clone and he was using a laser pointer. They were trying to say, oh, it was an EpiPen and whatever. Him picking her up and tossing her in that van like a side of beef and her shoe falls off. Oh, and he died, by the way, at a very young age. So.
Oh, well, should I add that to the Clinton
yes.
death count? Oh, okay.
Yes.
What's his name?
Todd Madison.
Clyde Madison. All right.
Todd Madison, yep. I can send you info.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks for the call. Into the show, bye folks. Thanks, Mur. See you same time, same station next week. Again, thanks for tuning in. Stay out of trouble and watch for the unfolding events. Gosh, I hope Kamala doesn't take over and appoint Hillary Clinton. That would be a nightmare. We'll get to that next time. Talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Bye.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.